Hello and welcome. Thank you for listening. My name is Sarah Baumert. I am a yoga teacher, Feldenkrais practitioner, and host of the Sarah B. Yoga podcast. The Sarah B. Yoga podcast and my practice, Body Matter, is an interdisciplinary learning space where we explore the many ways that movement can help facilitate body acceptance and awareness, reduce pain and stress, regulate the nervous system, and build strength and ease. My teaching plays with the synthesis of Feldenkrais awareness through movement lessons, traditional yoga asana, creative imagery, breathing exercises, self-massage, and a compassionate mindset to help you feel a greater sense of ease and comfort in yourself. Sarah B. Yoga and Body Matter have a lot of other program offerings. These podcasts are just a taste of my teaching. Each week, I teach a range of online classes, including a gentle yoga class, a level 2 class for more advanced students, and Feldenkrais classes with monthly themes, anatomy lessons, and Q&A sessions for more in-depth study. I have 2 new courses starting at the end of February. One is my continued Monday night blending of yoga and Feldenkrais class. This series will have a focus on the pelvic floor, the psoas, and the abdominal complex. Each class will use pelvic floor mapping as an entry point for a well-rounded practice. The second course is The Secret Language of the Arms, where we will explore Feldenkrais lessons that offer the hidden potential within the upper body. You might imagine this scenario. You go to just grab your phone and check on something, and before you know it, that kind of gripping action of your hands, of holding the phone, starts to create a tension that travels up your arms, to your neck, to your jaw, to your chest. You might even realize that you've been holding your breath and you're somewhat lost in this digital world as your body braces. And for what, really? We've all been there, uncomfortable with the tension that comes from our technology, where the strain travels from our fingertips up through our arms, into our shoulders, our chest, even to our foreheads. And none of us are immune to these kinds of modern day scenarios. So in this series, The Secret Language of the Arms, each lesson will include 2 components. We'll move from microcosm to macrocosm and connect the dots along the way. So you can think microcosm, an exploration of the articulation and functional coordination of the smaller joints, like the fingers, the wrists, the elbows. And then we'll expand outwards, discovering how your arms integrate with the whole self, feeling the way your spine, your ribs, even your legs and your feet, how they contribute to the harmony of the movement of your arms. No Feldenkrais lesson is complete without an integration of the whole self. While there will be this focus on the upper extremities, these will be whole body lessons. You can find a link for these 2 new spring courses that start at the very end of February, beginning of March. Find all of that in the show notes, or just visit body-matter.com. I hope to see some of you there. Okay, on to today's episode. Hello and welcome to the Sarah B. Yoga podcast. This podcast is an intersection of my yoga teaching and my training in the Feldenkrais method. Today's class continues once again with the theme of neck care. This will be another mini Feldenkrais lesson, making connections between the relationship of your neck to your pelvis, your ankles, and your feet. It might seem like your ankles or feet would have nothing to do with your neck tension, so let's find out. Stay curious. If there is tension or a lot of pain in the neck, focusing only there and bringing more and more of your attention to the place that already hurts may not always be a wise idea. So if you're trying all of the neck classes in this little mini series of these podcasts, you can take note of which approach you are finding most helpful and supportive for you. Maybe it's the strength, maybe it's the mobility, maybe it's the awareness, maybe it's these Feldenkrais lessons where there's a connection more to your whole self.
And whatever you do find supportive or helpful, return to those episodes. Make note of them. And so to access all those resources, you can, of course, check out the previous episodes. And I also have a free video class that works with some of these similar concepts. And links for that class can be found in the show notes. If you resonate particularly with today's approach, you may want to check out my self-paced course called Sensing Subtlety and Satisfaction. This was a series that I focused on releasing jaw and eye tension in relation to the whole self, which has a lot to do with our neck. And for my schedule of live stream classes on Zoom and my self-paced yoga and other Feldenkrais courses that do include video, you can check the links in the show notes or visit body-matter.com. So for today's class, you will not need any props unless when you lie on your back, you prefer to have a very small lift underneath your head. And as we're doing a Feldenkrais lesson, remember to please avoid any discomfort or pain. The idea is to find new and better ways of coordinating yourself so your interest is in your comfort and your ease. This is not an exercise in any kind of traditional sense, the way that we might think of exercising. So it's not about repetitive movement, even though we are repeating some movements. I'll invite you to do the movement, let go of the movement, and pause. So we're interested in using movement to communicate with our brain. The most important thing to understand is that the resources or the capacity of your brain is really on your side. And your brain is interested in making your life better and more comfortable. The habit of the stress response that you may be feeling as tension in your neck or elsewhere is really taking place in the brain. And so by accessing our brain, our nervous system, we have a very effective way to communicate change. So as we proceed with the lesson, I encourage you to do the movements very slowly and small. The size of the movement has nothing to do with the improvement that you can feel. Only a few movements done very slowly and small will produce just as much or more beneficial result than movements that are done really quickly or forcefully. So today, let's actually begin in standing. So just come to stand. Notice what it feels like to stand upright. And there's always a certain amount of tone that we have to use to push back against gravity. But here in standing, notice where you're looking. Where do your eyes naturally see? Where do your eyes see easily? You know, is it straight forward? Is it a little off to one side? Are you looking slightly down or up? And as you stand here, feel the soles of the feet. Sense where the pelvis is. Is it directly over the feet, a little bit forward or back? And then what about your head? How is your head stacked on the spine, over the pelvis and the feet? Maybe you sense that it's a little bit forward or back. Is there some place in the body that's doing a lot of work to hold your head up? And it's okay if you don't have any answers to these questions. So you don't have to change how you're feeling or what you're doing. And now in standing, begin to slowly look up, just an amount that's easy. So doing this by tilting your head and using your eyes. just what feels comfortable in your neck and the rest of your spine, and see how far up towards the ceiling you can go comfortably. Notice, you might notice a point that you can look at and mark that point. And as you do this, you can look up and then bring the head back to the neutral place. Where do you feel the movement? Is it just in your neck, or do you feel any movement farther down your spine? Even as far down as your pelvis or your hip joints, your ankles, your feet, do you feel anything there as you approach looking up? Okay, so we'll explore this a little bit, this relationship of the feet all the way up to the head. So when you're ready, please lie on your back.
And again, the task is to take care of yourself. So if you have any pain, doing the small movements we'll be doing, resting or imagining. If it feels okay to have your legs long in this beginning scan, go ahead and lengthen your legs. Otherwise, you can have your knees bent. And start to feel your contact with the floor. Notice it if you start to shift a little bit to find comfort. And feel the way the back of your heels rest today. Sense the back of your legs. And feel the way the back of your pelvis meets the floor. Notice if you can sense any differences between the right and the left side of your pelvis. Does one side feel heavier, flatter, wider? And then notice the way that the back curves as you move your attention from the pelvis to the lower back. Can you get a sense, an image of the shape of that curve? Feeling the tone of your lower back? Is it comfortable there today? Is it not comfortable? And then feel where your back begins to meet the floor again or deepen with more pressure into the floor. Feeling the two shoulder blades. And then sense the curve behind your neck. Where does that curve begin? At what point at the base of the neck does the spine leave the floor and begin to create this arch? And then feeling where the back of the head meets the floor. Do you like the way that your neck and your head feels right now as you're resting? So some people do prefer to have a very small lift under the head, maybe a half an inch or an inch of a little something, and that creates some comfort for them. So that's something you can play with. And then noticing the sensation inside your mouth. Are you feeling like you're holding your jaw in any particular way? Are you feeling like your teeth, upper teeth and lower teeth, are pressing into one another? Is your tongue pressing anywhere on the ceiling of your mouth or side of your mouth somewhere? And oftentimes when we bring attention to these places, then we start to shift them a little bit. So if you did feel tension, perhaps you just shifted a little bit in the direction of comfort. And sense your breathing.
And now stand your right foot. So if both legs were already bent, then lengthen your left leg so your right foot is standing. And just begin a small movement of flexing the right ankle so that your toes and the ball of your foot leave the floor. And then you bring the toes and the ball of the foot back towards the floor. So just this small movement in the ankle so that the toes move in the direction of your right knee. And then you lower down. And right away begin to get a sense, yeah, and so your right leg is bent and your foot is standing as you're doing this. Start to get a sense of, you know, what is the quality, the tone in general for you today? How much effort do you really need to just take this foot and ankle and flex it? And as you're doing that small movement, can you start to get curious about what's happening in your pelvis? Is anything happening in your pelvis as you lift the toes and the ball of the foot and then controlling, slowly lowering the foot down? Good. And then just let your right foot be on the floor. So the whole sole of the foot's on the floor, keeping the right foot standing. And slowly begin to tilt your pelvis in such a way that your lower back moves into the floor. So if you were to bring both hands to your hip points in the front, you could do that. Tilt your pelvis so that those hip points roll a little bit in the direction of your head so that your lower back comes towards the floor. And then slowly tilting the pelvis so those hip points move a little away from your head and your lower back gently arches. And go back and forth, tilting the pelvis. And it may feel a little odd because your legs are in this asymmetric position. Your right foot is standing. Your left leg is long. That's right. And just feel this little tilting of the pelvis, just what's comfortable. Good. And now pause and begin to lift the right toes and the ball of the foot again, so you flex your right ankle and feel, would it make sense to coordinate the tilting of the pelvis in some way with this flexing of the right foot? First, just feel for yourself if anything's happening already. Good. And so you might be doing this already. As you flex the right ankle, can you tilt the pelvis to bring the lower back towards the floor? And then as you lower the foot, arch the lower back a little bit. That's right. Flexing the ankle, lifting the toes, bringing the lower back towards the floor. And then tilting the pelvis to lift the low back slightly, bringing the foot back to the floor. Good. Let that rest. Take your right leg long. And now, as we were doing that, did you have any attention to your jaw, to your breathing? Sometimes we really zoom in our focus on one thing, which is great. We get very concentrated and bring a lot of awareness there. And then the next step might be to zoom out a little bit and sense the whole body. Okay, bend your left leg, stand your left foot. And just begin this small movement of flexing the left ankle. Very simple. So the toes
lift and move in the direction of the left knee, and then you place the foot back down. And as you do it, you can scan up into your spine, sense your pelvis, if there's any movement there. Yeah, you might even change the placement of where exactly your left foot is. If you move your left foot farther away from your pelvis and then flex the ankle, does that create a different movement up through the skeleton into the pelvis? You know, is it easier to feel more movement in the body or harder if you place the foot in different positions? Good. And then just keeping your left foot, whole foot on the floor, begin to tilt the pelvis a little bit forward, letting the lower back lift, and then tilting the pelvis, bringing the hip points towards the head and the lower back moves towards the floor. Yeah, and if it's helpful for you to place your hands on the hip points, you can do that again. And the left foot is still standing, so your legs are in this asymmetric position as you gently tilt the pelvis to take the lower back a little towards the floor and a little away from the floor. Nice. And so it doesn't need to be a huge movement. It's just what's comfortable, your range of comfort. And even if it's quite small, what do you notice up through your spine? Do you notice anything in regards to the contact of the back of the head on the floor? Great. And then as you tilt the pelvis to bring the lower back towards the floor, can you flex the ankle? And as you bring the foot back to the floor, let your lower back lift a little bit. I'm going slow enough so that you can really feel the coordination and the connection. Like, does this seem like a familiar thing for your body? Sometimes if something's familiar, it doesn't take as much concentration. Sometimes if it is very familiar, it's like, oh yeah, my body understands this one. Good. Noticing your breathing. Is the back of your head moving? Is your jaw moving at all? Great. Okay, let that rest. Take your left leg long. And again, sense the way you contact the floor. Now, bring both feet to stand. Bring your hands to your hip points so the hands can just really gently rest on the front of the pelvis where you feel the bony protrusion at the front of the pelvis. And slowly begin to tilt the pelvis, bringing the lower back towards the floor and a little bit away from the floor. And just letting your hands really ride the pelvis. So the tone of the hands can be soft. Maybe the hands being on the pelvis can help you get a sense of the shape and of this rocking. Yeah. And it's not so much
that you have to engage your butt very strongly or your pelvis never lifts from the floor. Great. Okay, let that rest. Keep your feet standing. And now bring your hands to your face. And so your fingers will be pointed in the direction of your forehead, or they'll actually be on the forehead. The fingers, tips of the fingers might be on the hairline. You're giving space for your nose. And the hands are just gently resting on the face. That's right. The elbows can point more or less towards the ceiling. And just pause here and find a way to really find comfort in your arms and your shoulders, a softening of your fingers. So letting the finger pads feel their contact with the forehead and the skin of the forehead. And the finger pads are going to just gently push into the forehead skin and move the forehead skin upward a little bit. And, you know, there's not a lot of muscle there. There is fascia and then a very thin muscle here. So you can really feel the bone there. So you're kind of moving the skin and then you can feel, okay, that's bone. And then beginning to just push just lightly enough that it actually tilts the head a little bit upward. So your chin would move a little bit away from your chest. And this is quite small. And then with the finger pads again, moving the forehead skin down slightly, and you might even feel the skin of your eyebrows slightly move down. You're not pushing hard in any way. So there's a gentle pull of the forehead skin down, just enough that you might feel that the skull moves and the chin moves a little towards the chest. Again, this is pretty micro. And at the same time, inviting the face to soften. So moving the head very gently in this nodding yes action. Using the finger pads on the forehead. And just gently directing the head with the hands. Seeing if you can have less effort in the hands. Sensing your breathing. Allowing the head to nod yes. Good. And then just so slowly begin to peel your hands away from the face. And almost as if, like taking the hands away from the face, you have this kind of imprint of the face in your hands. So you just slowly take the hands away, bring the arms down, and just sense the quality of resting here. The quality of your breathing. And now, with the same sort of lightness, can you begin to nod the head yes? So no longer are your hands there to invite the head, but can you find that same quality, bringing the chin a little bit towards the chest, a little bit away from the chest, and feeling the back of the head? It will move on the floor. So as your chin moves a little bit away from the chest, the
curve on the of the back of the neck gets a little bigger. And as your chin moves towards the chest, the curve of the back of the neck flattens a little and it moves closer towards the floor. And again, you're not looking for the farthest you can go, but the quality that you really enjoy. Great. Okay, let that pause for a moment. Feet are still standing. Begin to tilt your pelvis. And as you bring your lower back towards the floor, let your chin move a little away from your chest. And that might already be happening. And as you arch the low back, tilting the pelvis, let the chin come a little towards the chest. So as the lower back curve flattens towards the floor, the neck curve actually lifts from the floor. And then as the neck curve moves towards the earth, the lower back curve lifts. Can you feel the chain of the spine moving as you do this? A little bit of a pull and push through the spine. Good. Let that rest. Take the legs long. Okay, now bend your knees again, stand your feet, and flex both ankles. Flex both ankles, and then just let the feet kind of plop to the floor. And flex both ankles, and as you do it, bring the lower back towards the floor and feel the chin move away from the chest. And then let the feet kind of plop to the floor. That's it. And start to do that a little bit quicker, if that's comfortable for you. So you feel this little rocking through the body. That's it. Yeah, so as you flex the feet, the lower back moves towards the earth. And that might not be the way that your body feels is most familiar. That's it. Good. Yeah, and then this little rocking that you're finding, can you keep it and just keep your feet on the floor? So the soles of the feet stay on the floor and you rock the pelvis a little bit quicker and you just feel this oscillation through the body. Nice and light. Yeah, and can you sense a freedom in your teeth and your tongue? Great, and let that rest. And now at the end of the lesson, sense your contact with the floor. Notice, has something changed? Has anything changed that's reflected in your breathing? And I don't want you to do it now, but as an experiment, if you ever try consciously clenching your jaw and then noticing what happens with your breathing, it's pretty typical that you'll sense that you stopped breathing, that you're beginning to hold your breath. So this change of quality around the jaw, you may feel, is then showing up as
a slightly different way that you're able to inhabit your breathing. And of course, if you don't feel that, that's okay too. And notice the way your pelvis meets the floor. And the curves of your lower back and your neck. Like, have they changed? Have they flattened or have they gotten higher from the floor? Has their comfort level changed? And now very slowly roll to your side so you can come to sitting and come to standing. And as you come to standing, kind of inhibit yourself from, you know, stretching or doing anything too large. And so you just come to standing, relax tongue, relax eyes. And begin to lift your head just gently as if you wanted to look towards the ceiling. So take your time to get to standing. Once you're in standing, looking upward, lifting your head gently, and let your jaw open. So as you're lifting the head or looking upward, just feeling what's opening your mouth. What is it that's opening your mouth? And then, you know, gently close your mouth. And can you do this with the jaw relaxed? Feel what's happening with the back of your neck. Yeah, can you really feel the arch in the back of your neck now? So do you think that arch in the back of your neck has anything to do with your jaw? Good. Let that rest and just take a moment. You can walk about your space. Noticing as you're standing now, if there's some kind of change that you feel in your lower abdomen, in your breathing. Great. Okay, thank you everyone. That was the end of today's lesson.
Are you enjoying this podcast? I've chosen to offer these audio recordings freely for over 15 years. I do this because research shows yoga, yoga nidra, and Feldenkrais to be valuable practices, those which I would like to share widely. Dana, the Buddhist practice of generosity, has always been a pillar of my business. And more generally, Dana is the inclination to give without expecting any form of repayment. It does, however, take a fair amount of time, effort, and cost to maintain and keep the podcasts available. If you feel you've benefited from what you've learned from these classes, then please do consider making a contribution towards the maintenance and upkeep of the classes. It will help ensure that I can continue to offer the podcast classes freely and keep generating new material. Give what you can. Give what feels good. If it's too little, it won't feel good. If it's too much, it won't feel good. Links to support the show monetarily can be found in the show notes. And other ways to give include sharing the podcast with others, leaving a 5-star rating and review, or just sending me an email with how the classes have affected you. Thanks so much.